And welcome to Subject to Discussion. I'm Shauna Mack, Sean Daly. Call me if you want, just don't call me late for dinner. And welcome to Subject to Discussion. I'm having a hard time hearing myself. I don't know. Are these earphones, do you think? Yeah. Anyway, I'm always hearing voices in my head, but that's a different story. And welcome to Subject to Discussion. Tonight, I'm going to have Ian Schwartz back on. He is the blogger over at thepoliticalteen.net. So he'll be on, and then, of course, we'll have a Battlestar Galactica update, courtesy of Koenig Rules, and his home base is galacticastation.com. So, and my website is subject2discussion.com, and the email is seanomackradio@yahoo.com. And I'm going to try something a little different with the format a little bit. I'm going to do more of a news and comment, and I post up in the blog people to post what's news to them over the last week or last day or so. And if you want, you could drop into the chat room anything that's news to you, but keep it pithy, as Bill Riley says. No big blathering, nothing that, you got sex last night after 6 months, that was me, but I mean, that's a different story. But, something that, that can resonate with everybody's listening, everybody's chatting, everybody's listening to the podcast, so we'll try it like that. So this is a format I had when I did my old show over at KUNV at UNLV years ago, before the bastards at the university turned into a jazz station. So, but anyway, a good friend of mine passed away last week. His name is Stan Lipinski. He was a Army corporal, and he was killed in a roadside bombing in Iraq. And he was 35 years old, and he hosted the Rock Avenue show. His name is Stan the Man. So, and this concept is what him and I came up with when I did Nightbeat. So we're going to try it out here and see if it works. So here we go. And don't get too choked up here. But news to me, actually, before I start what's news to me with my headlines here, I'll have some people who posted messages up on my blog about what's news to them. So start at the most recent one, subject to number 2, discussion.com. And the most recent one, here we go, is from, let's see here, somebody in Billings, Montana. Okay, she says, a woman is accused of receiving $2,850 by passing out fake payout tickets in Billings, Montana casinos. Tonya Nicole Somerville, 33, was charged Tuesday with felony forgery. According to court documents, a state investigator determined that a photocopy of a valid ticket with some numbers altered was turned in at casinos between May 29th and June 8th. $500 was paid out at least three times on fake tickets. Billings police were called to a complaint of a fraudulent ticket and located Somerville, the affidavit states. Somerville, who is free on $5,000 bond, is scheduled to appear Monday in district court. That's interesting. And we had this from Motumba from South Africa. Wow. Knife-wielding robbers fatally stabbed a six-month-old baby in an attack on a home in Cape Town Wednesday. Ooh, it's today. Wow, this is breaking news here. Captain Elliot Singangani, these names, said the robbers conned their way onto the property in Rondesbosch East by posing as deliverymen, holding the domestic worker and visitor to the house at knife point. Three of the robbers forced them into the bathroom. The fourth robber grabbed the baby girl. They fled with a locked safe taken from the house. Later, managing to free themselves, the domestic worker and visitor found the baby in a bedroom, fatally stabbed in her neck. Sangyangani appealed to anyone able to assist the police with information about the incident. So, wow, that's from South Africa. Wow. This one, no idea. This is from Anonymous. Okay, it says, news to me, the fact that the FCC is attempting to get the broadcast flag passed. That's got to do with the digital broadcasting, that the government, once they get all the stations, all the TVs and everything on digital, they're going to take back the airwaves from the broadcast networks and everything and resell them. So that's interesting. This next one is from Tristan from Sydney, Australia. He says this is all over the sets here from Canberra, Australia. Authorities closed down a loading bay at Australia's Parliament House on Tuesday after a package of white powder was found, the latest in a series of similar cases at official buildings in Canberra. The find came as Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf, there we go, was given a formal welcome on a lawn outside the building at the start of an official visit to Australia. What the hell is he doing in Australia anyway? He should be over there, getting that country back into shape. Anyway, he's probably going to get a shrimp on the bobby there. Discovery was the latest in a spate of incidents in Canberra involving white powder sent to Parliament and several embassies. All have been hoaxes.
Wow.
This one's from Kyle from Boston, Massachusetts, from the United States. There you go. He says, LOL. He goes, knife out loud. News to me. To me, the news today is USA Today about the remakes of these movies flopping at the box office. Well, that's true. The Honeymooners is bombed. I don't think Herbie and whatever that movie is going to be called, The Revenge of the Love Bug, whatever it is, I don't think that's going to do well. Batman's doing pretty well. I don't know about the Dukes of Hazzard either. So, I mean, can we get some originality out of Hollywood? I mean, why do all these damn remakes? This one's from Claire in Arlington, Texas. She says, to me, with a mother with Alzheimer's, it's the story about folic acid helping with memory. She saw it on CNN.com and other places. I read that, too. So there's a lot of interesting medical discoveries with folic acid. So I'm going to start taking triple doses of that stuff. And what else here? And the stuff that made news to me was, of course, that boy was found alive outside Salt Lake City in Utah yesterday. An 11-year-old boy who vanished from a Boy Scout camp was found alive and in good condition Tuesday after spending 4 days lost in the rugged Utah wilderness. Sheriff Dave Edmonds said that Brennan Hawkins was a little dehydrated, a little weak, but other than that, he was in very good health. Well, that's a good thing. It's a good turn of events there. I thought for sure the kid was dead. I thought maybe some bear dragged him off, and, you know, like that other little boy that disappeared late last year, because they still haven't found him, so I think that fate befell that poor boy. The youngster from the Salt Lake City suburb of Bountiful, I like to live there, was found just before noon near Lily Lake, about 5 miles from the camp and in the mountains where he was last seen on Friday. They said that the kid was like 5 miles from where he was, and he somehow climbed over like a mountain or a hill or something. So, I mean, that kid is a hell of a climber. This was Cambodian bandits shoot toddler to stop his crying. This is from Thursday. What's with these people killing these babies? They're crying out loud. The occasional sound of toddlers crying came from inside the international school where masked gunmen held dozens of children hostage. A two-year-old Canadian boy cried too much, the attacker said, so they shot him in the head and killed him. The echo of gunshots raised the tension Thursday on the muddy street in front of the school where hundreds of onlookers had gathered to wait out the ordeal. Wow. And global warming. Who's talking about global warming? Darth Marley? Yeah, I think the administration is finally admitting that there is such thing as global warming. I know on AOL they show images of the glaciers melting in Antarctica, so it's quite interesting how all the glaciers are starting to melt. This is from Friday. Incestuous clan patriarch guilty of 9 child murders. Marcus Wesson, this bastard, the domineering patriarch of a large clan he bred through incest, has been convicted of murdering 9 of his children whose bodies found in a bloody pile last year at the end of a police standoff. Wesson could get the death, but he should. The jury in Fresno, California took more than 2 weeks to find Wesson guilty of 9 counts of murder. He was also convicted of all 14 counts of raping and molesting 7 of his underage daughters and nieces. Ugh. Sick, sick, sick. Like I said, there's 300 million people in this country. 20% of us are nuts, so that means we have 60 million lunatics out there. Where else? There's another one. What's with all these kids' stories? I don't know. Man suspected of molesting thousands of children. Codes for sex acts, 36,000 names allegedly found in a suspect's log. A convicted child molester jailed in California may have committed sex crimes against thousands of victims, said Thursday. Notebooks, meticulous handwritten list of boys' names and apparent codes for various sex acts. And he also had descriptions of the boys' anatomies. I'm not going to say what, but leave that to your imagination. During a search of his bedroom in San Jose, police discovered binders full of child porn and numerous logs with lists of more than 36,000 children's names, mostly boys, and codes appear to indicate how he abused them. Sick. Sick. I don't know. They should, they should either firing squad or let him loose into the pool of the victims and their families. Let them have at him for a while. Or throw him in the general population of the prison. They'll take care of that, too. This one's from Canada from Monday. A Canadian female sex killer to leave prison. Carla Homolka was a pretty bright young woman who helped drug, rape, torture, and kill schoolgirls, and even present her own teenage sister to her boyfriend as a gift. I don't know. It's something deranged. These people are just nuts out there. She has fascinated and horrified Canadians since committing her crimes more than a decade ago. She is Canada's most notorious female convict. She is due to be released from prison within weeks, and the country's anxiety and anger is again on the rise. She videotaped the murders with her psychopathic husband, and will leave a prison in Quebec in early January after serving a 12-year sentence for manslaughter for her part in the death of three girls and rape of another. They kidnapped, sexually assaulted, tortured, and killed two teenage girls in the early 90s in Ontario. She also drugged her 15-year-old sister so Bernardo, her husband, could rape her in the basement of her family home after a Christmas dinner. Ugh. And the girl choked on her own vomit and died. Ugh. This is depressing. No wonder I don't have any kids. That I know of course, but yeah. I am a McMahon. Actually, I have news to me there. I was at the Tuesday, I went down to the Thomas and Mack Center here in Las Vegas, and I saw the WWE the stars all in person at a press conference. Vince McMahon was there and all the top stars, so that was news to me. This is from Tuesday that this clown, ex-Klansman, guilty of manslaughter in 1964 in Mississippi deaths. And what is likely to be the final chapter in a story that has troubled a generation. A jury pronounced Edgar Ray Killen guilty of manslaughter on Tuesday in the deaths of three young and idealistic civil rights workers who disappeared on a summer night here exactly 41 years ago. This clown, fell asleep during the testimony and during the penalty phase and all that, or during the case was still being heard. Killen sat in a wheelchair. The thin, greenish tubes of an oxygen tank. He should have pulled the plug on an oxygen tank, I think. Under his nose, his expression impassive as a verdict was read aloud. Yeah, and families cried. So I hope we can start getting this stuff behind us here and moving on. We got more important things to worry about. Yeah, we got the debt and everything else. And this is from Thursday. The district attorney irritated by Jennifer Wilbank's plan. Runaway bride. Jennifer Wilbank's made a deal with a kind of, you've been watching that interview on the Today Show with Katie Couric, and this chick has no idea, she's just nuts. Runaway bride Jennifer Wilbanks made a deal with a company that is pitching a television movie about her life. Annoying officials have spent thousands of dollars searching for her. Regan Media has acquired all media rights to the life stories of Wilbanks and her fiancé, John Mason. The company did not say whether any money had changed hands. I'm looking forward to developing the script project with Wilbanks and Mason, company president Judith Regan said in a statement. This is the Judith Regan, so you know, she's the one that was shacked up with Bernard Carrick, the guy who Bush picked to take over the Homeland Security Department. You know, he had all these shack up honeys all over, and she was one of them. Let's see what she's saying. There is an unexpected and compelling story of love and forgiveness that has certainly taught me a thing or two. Well, I hope so. And what else? In a minute for our guest calls. Hopefully he's calling. Adelphia head and son sentenced in fraud case. Here's a good one. John Regas, who turned a $300 investment a half century ago into a cable behemoth. Adelphia Communications was sentenced to 15 years in prison money for his role in a looting and debt-hiding scandal that pummeled the company into bankruptcy. His son, Timothy, was sentenced to 20 years in prison, yada, yada, yada. This is what I thought. The prosecutor said that Regas had ordered two Christmas trees flown to New York for his daughter at a cost of $6,000, ordered as many as 17 company cars, and had the company buy 3,600 acres of timberland for $26 million to preserve the view outside his Pennsylvania home. Oh, that's nice. I mean, crazy. I mean, another thing I don't like about these cases is they're not wiping out these people. You know, they find them guilty of this stuff. They should empty out their bank accounts and take all the money and give that back to the taxpayers, the shareholders, or something. They shouldn't allow these guys to keep their money in their bank accounts. Empty them out. Same thing with Martha Stewart. You know, that woman, she never should have been put in prison anyway. If she was guilty, they should have fined her like $20 million and let her go about her business. This BS with the putting her in jail, it accomplished nothing. Ex-chief and aide guilty of looting millions. Here's another one. At Tyco, Dennis Kozlowski, the former chief executive of Tyco International, and his top lieutenant were convicted yesterday on fraud, conspiracy, and larceny charges, bringing to an end a three-year-long case that came to symbolize an era of corporate greed. This is this guy. They're tried on charges of stealing $150 million from Tyco and reaping $430 million more by covertly selling company shares while artificially inflating the value of the stock. So these two, I mean, he's like a line. It was Martha Stewart, and it was Bernard Ebbers, you know, the WorldCom, jackass, and then Regas, who founded the Adelphia. I mean, there's like a string of, again, Martha Stewart should not be put in jail. What she did was place a phone call and nothing on the scale of these guys. I say, take her money away, find her $20 million, and let her go, I think. So, and we had Ford on Tuesday, Ford Motor Company, fix or repair daily, keep in mind. Ford plans to cut 5% of salaried workforce. This is the Ford Motor Company said on Tuesday it would cut 5% or 1,700 of its white-collar jobs in North America. And it would no longer give bonuses to managers and make matching contributions to the 401k plans of salaried employees. So Ford is in trouble, I think. No kidding. And because following up on that, I have a Ford document. This is revealed by CNN on Friday about millions of Ford vehicles having fire risk apart. This is about a woman. They just bought a Ford Expedition, and let's see, she paid about $22,000 for this thing. It's an Eddie Bauer Expedition, so it's pretty nice. She told her husband to go put the car, the SUV, in the garage because they want to leave it out in the street. Her husband left to work early, and she was wakened by her dog barking. And apparently, the blaze. There's a fire in the house, engulfed the house. The cat was killed. Beethoven was the cat, and a blaze was caused by a cruise control deactivation switch in the SUV, a type of switch Ford installed in millions of its vehicles from 92 until 2003. Wow. So, but I think Ian Schwartz is there, right? So we'll bring him on. Ian, are you there? Hello? Ian? Oh. Ian?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Ian Schwartz.
Yeah.
Hi, the politicalteen, .net. Welcome back.
Hello? Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Kind of broke up there for a second, but it's okay.
Oh, that's all right. It must be. Well, it's raining here in Vegas, so it could be the weather could be breaking up the signal here.
I think I got it now.
All right. Oh, that's R2-D2 chiming in here. So anyway, so welcome back. Ian was on the show. How long ago were you on?
Probably 3 months ago by now.
Yeah. So and you've gotten a lot of publicity. I've seen you on Connected. What? How many times have you been on Connected?
I haven't, but the blogs mentioned, I think, twice or three times.
Yeah, well, you are your blog. It wasn't for you that your blog wouldn't exist, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm trying out this new format, getting to people what's news to them. So, I kind of have a good feel for it because I did this on this old show I used to do, and it's interesting to get these stories from every day, from people out there, what's going on. But anyway, now you're in Baltimore, right?
Right.
Right. Any big news out there that localized or anything?
Well, nothing too much, but tomorrow, for me, actually, President Bush is going to be in Maryland.
Really?
So, yeah, to talk about Social Security, and I'm actually going to go to that, because my brother works for the campaign office for our governor here, and he got me into that, so I'm going to go to that. It's early tomorrow morning, too.
Well, congratulations. He's still, now, I want to beat him up about the Social Security thing, but... The Republicans in the House, I believe, are coming up with their own plan for Social Security that would not include the using the
personal account.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you been reading up on that? I've been trying to find information about that, but I haven't been able to.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm interested in that, but it's not really on the news a lot. Well, it is, but not the details of it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I saw that on MSNBC or something like that today.
Yeah, and for those, we have a lot of new listeners, since you've been on, we're now being podcast, and I have affiliates, Dilby.com is sending me listeners, so I appreciate that. And,
oh, really?
So he's, what do you think of Dilby? You've been on Dilby's site?
That's the Drudge site, right?
Well, yes.
The Drudge-like site, I went to it a while ago. I used to actually follow it a lot, but sometimes I forget about things. But then he actually emailed me recently, so I've been checking out. He's actually faster than Drudge too, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I think you're listed in one of his links too.
Right. So. We traded links a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So give everybody listening an idea about your blog. What kind of blog is it?
It's politics. Well, it's on not just politics, but current events, mostly politics. Like, for example, for the Natalie Holloway.
Oh, yes.
The missing girl in Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, Joran Vandersloot, the main suspect in the case, I gained the Google search
really?
For the number one and number two when you search for his name. So from there, I've been receiving a lot of traffic, so I've been keeping up a lot on that, you know, just to sustain the traffic and to keep people happy.
Yeah, I've noticed you've added a lot more video. You've added a lot more video to your blog than you were doing before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the reason behind that?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, why have you decided to add more video to your blog?
Add more video or embed video?
Embed video, whatever.
Well, I actually got the tool, I think, even before you, I was on the show before.
Really?
Back in late December, early January, somewhere around then.
Oh, I just noticed a lot more.
Well, I didn't know how to embed it first.
Oh.
But then I went, you know, about a month later, I did embed it, but it's been, I'm going to probably stop it soon, because I found out, I was reading up on it recently, it's a huge bandwidth eater, because when people, whoever come, you know, whenever it hits your blog, no matter if the person's coming there for a text story or for a video, they download the embed video, whether they view it or not, so it's a huge bandwidth eater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't have to worry about that, because I don't know how to add that to my blog, so I barely know how to function with the blog anyway, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a quite easy code.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
it
now,
is a code.
Now, I'm on your blog now. What's your big news so far today on your blog? What's been getting the most reaction?
Today would be, last night I got the Dick Durbin quote-unquote apology, if that's what you want to call it.
He was crying, though, the poor guy. I'm from Chicago. You know why? What brought that on? It was Mayor Daley from Chicago.
Yeah,
he kicked his ass and made him apologize.
Right, because his son serves, I heard.
Exactly. His son, Patrick, enlisted.
Well, basically all he did was apologize. Mm-hmm. He was sorry that he got caught, is pretty much what he said.
Really? But so that's pretty big. And yeah, I see that your Joran Vandersloot changed the story. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
This poor girl. I heard a rumor. Who was talking about that? I think Alan Combs was saying last night that he heard a rumor that this chick is another one of those runaway people. But I don't know.
Right.
Have you heard that, too? The island's not that big. I don't know where she could be running to. I mean,
right. She dyed her hair black or something
you're
like
kidding.
That.
Do you think any what do you think about that? Any credibility to that at all?
Well, the thing is, actually I have two people who email me frequently who are on Aruba. They don't do that. I wouldn't call them self-investigators, but, you know, the American press doesn't really report. They only report, I guess, quote, big news, or they don't include all the facts. Mm-hmm. Aruba News, especially the Aruba Radio, gives a lot of details. It's probably better to listen to that than the American press. But,
really?
I don't know, I've been hearing that a lot, like, people, you know, who apparently know the situation, you know, retired investors, they said that is a possibility. I have heard that before, the rumor about that, but, if you listen to, there's two other blogs called ScaredMonkeys.com and RealWorldView.com, they do have credible sources, and I think that they discredited that.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it seems odd that she would, you know, I personally think that she was raped, and then the kids or the kid, whoever it was, panicked, and they killed her, and they threw her in the ocean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the sharks
I heard that one too.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, logical. I mean, the island's the size of Washington, D.C. It's not that big of an island. I mean, I think, well, these Texas Rangers are heading down there now, and hopefully they'll be able to figure out what happened, but I think that's what happened to her.
I think I heard someone's like a 95% chance that she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, a poll. But, I mean, I was listening, you know, Fox News the other week, and they interviewed somebody who was on, some fishermen there, and they said that they did throw her in the ocean. She would have appeared on the shore either on the south or west end by now. Or
really?
West end by now. But what I think what happened is that they did panic, probably killed her in the... Joran got his DJ friend who's on a boat boat, sail out, and then jump her in the ocean.
Yeah, or they pulled a Scott Peterson on her. They wrapped cement blocks on her and threw her in something. Yeah, they could have pulled that. But that's more than likely, I think. I mean, somebody would have, I haven't heard a reward, anybody offering a reward for her either.
Yeah, somebody put a website up, NatalieHolloway.com, I think.
Oh.
If you search for Natalie Holloway on Google, that site comes up. I think it's like $35,000 or $50,000.
That's
I'm not
it?
Sure.
Huh. Well, I don't
but
know.
What I think would happen, when that Texas team comes, they're called Equisearch.
Yeah, it'll be over once they get going, huh?
Right. they'll find it, and it's probably underwater.
Yeah. And then what else is going on your blog? Howard Dean is at it again, right?
Right.
Well, him and Cheney. Cheney is the vice president of the United States. I don't think he should be getting in this name-calling business. He should let you know, what's his name, the Republican Party chair and Dean hash it out. He should be above that, because I don't see Bush out there name-calling. You know what I mean?
Right. What do you mean, Cheney name-calling?
Well, about his mother. He goes, somebody must have loved him.
No. He wasn't, like, cracking a your mom joke. Was saying... I mean, all he did was say, you know, nobody loves him. I'd be surprised if his own, I think it's only his mother loves him.
Yeah, I just, you know, and then what he said, he hasn't won anything, and he never could understand his appeal. I mean, hell, he is one of the longest serving governors in Vermont. So, I just don't think the vice president should be getting down in there and, you know, throwing mud back and forth with you know, the DNC chair. I mean, that's just my thing, you know?
Well, I mean, if you're going to say that, then you have to say that, you know, the DNC chair can't keep making all these allegations that are not true. Like, if you watch Hannity every night, every time he talks about it, lists all the things that he says, you know.
Well, no, he should be challenged, but I don't think Cheney should be doing it. I think the RNC chair should be out there, or somebody else, and the vice president should be above all that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It's just, I
wouldn't say it was childish, but, you know, it's not, you know, shouldn't be something he should be doing.
Exactly. And what else you have? But that flag desecration bill. See, I'm in the middle of that thing. I'm all for free speech. You know, granted, you know, because this show is free speech. But I'm also, I hate seeing that flag getting burnt. I mean, it bothers me. But I don't know which way to go. I don't know if they can like pass a resolution maybe to encourage people not to burn the flag or desecrate it. I mean, I don't know about this. I don't think that thing will go through as a constitutional amendment, right?
No. Well, it probably.
The 38 states.
Yeah, I don't think it would probably get. I don't know. I think that it will probably go to the Senate again, like it did before. But I think it's been twice in the last, I think, like 8 or 9 years, where it's been to the Senate, and each time it's not passed. But I think now that it has an overwhelming Republicans in charge, I think we'll probably pass this time.
Really. You think so? Well, it'll pass. Maybe it'll pass the Senate, but then it'll go. Then they'll throw it to the states, and the states will shoot it down. I think.
I don't really think it's a state thing. It's not like gay marriage, but it could quite possibly could be.
Yeah. Well, because you know, if it's a constitutional amendment, the states have to ratify it. It has to have a 38. You know, 38 state of the states have to ratify it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what else is going on your blog? Whoa, we got who's this hot chick there on the left here? An ACLU T-shirt there. You ever meet her personally? No. No?
No, that's just an ad.
Oh, okay. She's very, very fetching, as they say back in Chicago. But ACLU says enemy of the state, $3 off apparel. Wow. See, it'd be worth more if she took off that shirt, you know? You know? That's how we drive traffic to your blog there, you know? Somebody, who's the one guy? I had the Peoria Pundit on there. He always puts up these hot chicks on there just to draw hits, you know?
Who?
The Peoria Pundit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So what else? Tony Vasilis, our good friend, he's on there. What else? And Evander Sloot and the flag. Let's see what else. Liberals okay. What is it? I must have missed this one now. Liberals okay, soldier killing superior. What's that?
I got that. Somebody mailed that and emailed that to me. This guy, California conservative. You don't see much of those, but what happened was I read up on the story a little bit. Mm-hmm. There was a soldier who killed his superior. I forget about the colonel, captain, or whatever, but it was like a big thing. But if you go to that guy's blog, he has a picture of some protest going on in D.C. I think it happened late last year and in the fall, and it was just, you know, these wackos, you know. It's okay. We okay, you know, something or another. They're soldiers when they kill their superiors or something like that. It's in his post.
Really? And then what else do you have on there? You have Greta Van Susteren went with Natalie's mom to the Vander Sloot's house. I thought that was amazing too. They actually got into the house and they stayed there for like an hour and a half. I was like, whoa! I thought Greta's got more pull than I thought. You know?
Actually tonight she goes back on the record with just the Vandersloots on camera too.
Really? Wow, she's getting all the scoops all of a sudden, huh? Well, she's down there, but wow, that's impressive. I compliment you. I mean, you got all this video and it's crisp, nice and clean video. It's not, some of these blogs you go on, the pictures are all fuzzy, but yours is like watching the TV, on the TV itself.
Yeah, so. Well, it is kind of not very, but it is kind of blurry. But compared to other ones, I think it actually is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But Christian Myers has nice ones too.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of video, but yours is pretty well laid out and everything. And But so that Vanders, that Holloway thing, it's hopefully this gets resolved fast because Aruba's tourism is dropping like a rock over there, and they rely on the United States for tourism, so that's shooting their tourism down the drain there. So hopefully it's...
Yeah, I hear it's really not that bad of an island. I mean, they only average one murder a year.
Yeah.
But, again, it's the size of D.C. too, so... Yeah.
Now, let's see, I got a question from the chat room. They want to know about your aspirations. I think we got new listeners, so tell everybody what you're hoping to do with your life.
With my life?
Or what your aspirations are. Yeah, I know you're going into college, right?
Right.
So, have you decided?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I want to do. I mean, I do have an idea. I mean, I do like education, maybe become a teacher. I mean, and I don't want to be, like a five-year-old, like, oh, yeah, I want to be a teacher when I grow up. I'm actually really interested in that, teaching history and or business finance. But I don't know if I really would like to live a political career, but I am interested in politics and would be when I, get older.
Yeah, now your brother does something in politics, doesn't he?
Right.
What does he do?
Well, he was with Bob Ehrlich, the governor here in Maryland, since he was a congressman. And he actually was on his campaign team 2 years ago when he ran for governor and won. Hmm. First Republican governor here in over 30 years, I think. And he hasn't officially announced his, running for governor again in 2 years, but I think it's pretty obvious that he is.
Is he really popular in Maryland? Really?
Yeah, he's pretty popular. I mean, his only real opponent is our mayor in Baltimore, who's done a really, I mean, he says he's done a great job, but he really hasn't done anything, is Martin O'Malley. He actually spoke at the DNC on, last summer, but he'll probably have an easy win here.
Really, really. Now you just came back from a trip because I seen on your blog before. I don't see anymore now. Pictures of the monuments and everything.
Right. I was actually interning in D.C. at that might be something else I'm interested in is computer programming. I stayed with a family friend for 5 days in the D.C. VA line. So, from his apartment, you could see, Capitol and the monument, and right behind Reagan National.
Yeah, it is a beautiful city, Washington. I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
I said before, I have a cousin, or I think he still works. He's a chief legislative aide for Senator Wayne Allard from Colorado. And I've been there to visit him a few times, and it is a beautiful city. Those monuments.
Well, the good part of it is beautiful.
Too far off the main street. Get past Ambassador Row there, and you're asking for trouble. You know what I mean? But I mean, everything's nice, the monuments. I wasn't there when the World War II monument was done, but I hear that's beautiful too. I mean, there's a lot of, and we paid for that. It's our tax money. And
and
all that's free. So I encourage anybody who gets a chance to go to D.C. and see those monuments. That stuff's still free, isn't it? I got him for free, so...
I went there in a couple years ago when I was in, eighth grade, that we went to the Vietnam Wall, and I think that was all free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard they were thinking about charging, I don't know what, for why. I'm like, well, that seems odd. It's our tax dollars.
I know that definitely the Jefferson Monument's free.
Yeah,
and
Lincoln one's free, too. Yeah. But it's being the mall there and from the Capitol there is beautiful. I mean, it brings back so many memories,
Yeah,
and the Capitol building itself is nice. Right now, it's like a bomb hit it because they got a lot of construction going on around there.
I didn't really go by there, but because it's actually too busy at the time when we got the chance to go out.
Yeah.
But even at night, it's really nice. I think it has to have light somewhere on the top there that expose it. Because it's really well lit at night too.
Yeah. Well, no, as long as Congress is in session, that dome's got to be lit. From the inside out. When the Congress is not in session, they shut the light off inside the dome there.
I don't know. I mean, on Dark Knight, I could make it out. And
really?
I was, like, a good 5-10 miles away from it.
Well, it should. I mean, we should be proud of those. I remember Carter was in there. You were too young to remember him. But he had all the lights shut off all over Washington to save electricity and all that. I'm like, oh, man, that's our pride and joy there. It should be lit up for the world to see. We're a beacon of freedom and, you know, truth, justice, and the American way, right?
Yeah, well, that's why he wasn't reelected.
He was a good man. His heart was in the right place, Carter. You know?
Yeah.
But I think he micromanaged a little bit too much. If he would have focused on a few things and somehow got that damn hostage crisis resolved.
He did the day he left.
Well, yeah, and then and then he was a big guy for energy. He came out with gasohol, which turned out to be ethanol, and all this. So he's the one person that funded oil shale discovery, trying to make into oil and everything. So I don't know. He's got an interesting history. Like I said, he may not have been one of our most popular presidents, but I think he was probably one of the most honest ones we had.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and what else? We have a question that from the chat room: are blogs helping or hurting the political dialogue? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would say it's helping to bring balance.
Really?
I don't really want to. I'm really not one to make patronize blogs and make blogs look great and all that. Mm. But I think since blogs got popular back in the Dan Rather, Dan Rather couldn't lie anymore on air, and then he got Eason Jordan, the one guy who said our troops are killing journalists. He decapitated both of those people.
And Dan Rather.
That was a new one
out.
But she Linda Foley, who made similar comments to Eason Jordan, but she hasn't been making much play. She's the president of the Newspaper Guild, she hasn't been making much play because I don't know why. It's just she's been silent.
And why? She's in the Newspaper Guild. They'll protect her. They don't care about that guy at CNN. CNN doesn't get any viewers anymore. What do they care? But anyway. I think the blogs, they'll help the discourse because they dig up all this stuff. They went after Dan Rather, they went after that guy in CNN,
I forget who else was big, it's just that, it's mainly not a conservative view, but, equal time for everybody.
Yeah. And what else? Another question is, looking forward to 06 and 08, what role will blogs play?
I think that more congressmen, people in the Congress will get into the blogs. There's already been three congressmen that I know of that's listed on GOPbloggers.org. Congressmen who blog on the right and on the left, and I think that they'll probably be making big play, for their campaigns. But other than that, I'm not really sure. I would like, maybe if a president did blog, but that'd be pretty cool. But, I think since, now you see segments like on MSNBC on Connected with your friend Tony, and on CNN, who actually does two blog segments in 1 hour, two five-minute ones, becoming more popular at night. Now, every time I watch Fox, I hear, blogs being in when they're talking. So I think it's becoming more popular, and it will definitely probably become bigger by the 08 election.
Yeah, I hope so. As I keep pitching the Tony that they should do a Sunday late afternoon show with a roundtable type of show,
between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. they have absolutely nothing going on.
Absolutely, and I said, why don't you do a roundtable show with bloggers? Have him sitting there with two or three bloggers on the phone or whatever, up, and then
exactly. Between 1-4, they probably have less than 50,000 viewers going on right then because, I'd rather watch Fox, who has some programming going on there, like Dayside, other than, watching two anchors, just blabbing about the same news every 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I told him that in emails that he should do that, you know, or let me come over to MSNBC and I could do the roundtable show. Yeah, you know, I don't see why not. You know, it just, you know, makes perfect sense. Plus, it'll appeal to the younger viewers, where I think MSNBC is trying to go, because they just picked up Rita Cosby.
From Fox.
Yeah, they stole her away from Fox because, you know, they're going to give her a weekday show. So their schedule is like exploding all of a sudden because.
Tucker Carlson's
there now, and I'm trying to work on him to get him to be a guest. Who else? And then now her. So I don't know. If maybe they're gonna. Do you think they're gonna cancel somebody's show over there or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they got one long.
I don't think they're canceling Joe Scarborough, but I thought he didn't take the 9 p.m. slot, but I guess he didn't want to compete with Hannity. I guess he was happy where he was at.
Really, really.
Yeah.
Huh, so we'll see. But I think a show like that with a roundtable with bloggers would do good on a Sunday afternoon, late afternoon. You know, it appeal to the younger viewers and everything. So I think Tony Masilla should host that show, or I should host it. You know.
Yeah.
So.
I did like it better though. I mean, you know, get 12 subjects when they had bloggers come on the show. I mean, Tony does a good job, but
yeah.
To have real people come on the show, was pretty cool.
Yeah. And what else? Darth Marley said it was a plane crash. Where is that? U2 plane crashes in the UAE. Oh, I think I read that when I was coming in.
One of the pilots at the spy plane or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it shot down on approach to land? Ooh, I don't know. Do you think it was shot down, that plane, that U2 and
it wasn't a spy plane?
It was a spy plane, so how can they shoot it down?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was shot down.
Really? Who would shoot it down, do you think?
Iran? I wasn't too privy in that story, but wasn't it in Asia?
It was, according to Darth Marley, the plane crashed in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, which I hear is a beautiful country.
In the Middle East.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it was shot. I mean, you know, isn't... I really don't know how...
Somebody said the Cylons shot it down. I did the wrong show for that. What else? So who's see? And Lindsay Lohan. I guess she's in trouble, huh? Better blonde or brunette. I don't care. You've seen her lately. She looks nasty. I don't know what's going on with Lindsay Lohan. She's just all bones, skin and bones. I don't know what she's doing or, you know, who she's doing. But, you know, she's got to, you know, give up that stuff and turn back to the hot chick she was before, you know?
Yeah. When you open up AOL, the Instant Messenger, you get, like, a little pop-up window to see what's all the current news. I mean, I never check it out, but
Lindsay Lohan.
I saw a picture of her and Hillary Duff or something on there. And I was like, whoa, that's not really, like, you know, she's pretty ugly now.
Yeah. And what else? A question is from the chat room. Is there anything we can do to end the... partisanship. I don't think so. I think the country's so divided.
I
don't think so.
I wouldn't be likely to see you know Dick Durbin or Harry Reid and Bill Frist holding hands.
I don't think so either. Unless there's some kind of national tragedy or something like that. It's only when those clowns ever get together for anything. You know what I mean?
Well, September 11th only brought them together for a couple months.
Yeah. Or like a shuttle. The shuttle thing, too. They came together over the shuttle explosion.
I'm not saying that it wasn't anything big, but it wasn't as big as September 11th.
Yeah. And what else? Question from the chat room is, what blogs do you read?
I read a lot of them. I read... one of them I check out a couple times a day is MichelleMalkin.com, Instant Pundit, LaShawn Barber, Blogs for Bush, GOP bloggers. Mm-hmm.
Now, Michelle Malkin, she's the one that got blindsided by Hannity and Combs, right?
What do you mean?
Then wasn't she brought on for one subject and then they changed it to something else? Or no, I think it was Hardball. One of those shows. She went on one show and she said, hey, I'm not here to talk about this. You told me I was going to come on to talk about something else. I think maybe it was Hardball. Remember that?
Was that her?
Yeah, that was her. I think it was Hardball.
It had to be on Fox because she's a Fox correspondent.
Oh.
But I think I remember that, but I don't know how I can't picture Michelle Malkin. I don't know, but
she's
I remember that.
She's the Asian looking lady.
Yeah. She is Asian. I think, I don't want to, guess her ethnicity, but I think she's Filipino.
So I don't know. I remember her from that, which she kind of raised a fuss over that. And it must be another blogger asking this question. What do you think about Pajamas Media? Have you signed up with them?
Yeah. The not competitive, but the same thing like Blogged.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool. I saw it on some site, like I think it was Daily Pundit, where they had like a banner ad that said your ad can be here, Pajamas Media, and it was slashing back and forth.
That's nice.
I think it looks like a banner ad service, so I'd be interested in that. I did sign up for it.
Really, I've been holding off because I don't know. I know Joe Gandelman says he's kind of. I should be saying this on
here.
Well,
I mean, you might as well sign up whether you like it or not, rather than find out when it's cool and then you're like, oh, I gotta wait till I sign up and all this jazz.
Yeah, and what else we have? Somebody's asking about your summer plans.
I plan to go to California sometime this summer in the next couple months.
Are you gonna campaign for Schwarzenegger?
No, just vacationing.
Oh.
We do that every year.
Really?
I'm going to, every year, New Jersey to Long Beach Island.
Oh, very nice.
And I might be going to Florida.
Oh, Florida. Oh, I'm quite familiar with Florida. Naples, Florida is the town to go to. You get a chance to go to Naples, it's beautiful down there.
Yeah, well, most likely Miami.
Miami? Now, it's the wrong coast, because, you're walking down to that beach, you'll get those man-o-wars biting you. You go over to the Gulf Coast, you don't have to worry about those things. For some reason, they're only over on the ocean coast, not in the Gulf. Seriously.
Well, I haven't been there in a while in the Gulf, but that'd be pretty cool to get back there again.
Yeah. And my last question for you, this is the question you're supposed to cry at. This is my Barbara Walters question. Now, if you could talk to anyone, living or dead, who would it be and why?
If I was talking to anyone, living or dead, why?
Who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I can't think of anybody. I would have to say...
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I mean, when you're asked something like that.
Yeah.
I would probably,
Not Richard Nixon?
I don't really want to sound stupid. I would want to sit down with Howard Dean.
Howard Dean?
To find out, why is he, making all these asinine, comments from that have no basis behind them.
I answered a couple weeks ago that he is like a fly, or you turn on a television camera and a spotlight and he flies right into it. I mean, some of these guys that just, they can't stay away from the spotlight,
No. And, everybody keeps saying it's his job to rile people up. Then if it is his job, then why don't we see Melman doing this?
Exactly. That's I'm old school from being in Chicago, that I think the party heads should be kind of very rarely seen and heard. It should be out in the back, raising the money, building up the organization, doing that. The elected officials.
Well, he's not doing that, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not raising money.
No.
Well, I mean, he is, but not much.
Not a lot. So, but anyway, Ian Schwartz, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Ian Schwartz at thepoliticalteen.net. And it's great to have him on again. So he really has got a wonderful blog. If you get on it, a lot of video. And he's really incredible. Like Crooks and Liars also has the video up on their blog, on his blog. But this one, the video is clear. I mean, you can see the Vandersloots and all that. And, the thing about the flag desecration, and there's Vandersloot again, and he must be a big Fox viewer. Well, no, there's some connected. There's Tony Macillas, our former guest on the program, and what else? There's Howard Dean, but I really think that chick over on the left there at ACLU is very, very attractive. I should send it to my friends at the WWE. She could be a new valet, I think, but she's very, very nice to look at. And so anyway, we'll move over to our Battlestar Galactica news update. This is the Colonial Confidential. And this news, actually, I want to mention my next guest. Next guest next week will be the gentleman who runs the new political party called the AmericanCentristParty.com. His name is Mr. Unger, Matthew Unger. And I think it's Matthew Unger. His last name is Unger, whoever it is. Yeah, it's Matthew Unger. And he'll be on to talk about this new party. And some of the views on the American Centrist Party kind of mirror the Reform Party, so in some ways, not. So it'll be interesting to get him on and hear what he's got to say about his party and everything else. And because I used to be an old reformer myself, I was one of the founding members of the party here in Vegas and also the United We Stand America. And, the Reform Party, if you go on their site, they're in one court case after another. So if there is going to be a third party, they better start forming it now if there's going to stand any kind of chance in 08. So anyway, without further ado, this will be the Battlestar Galactica news update, courtesy of Koenig Rules. Hell, I'm not going to call him Koenig anyway. Hell, it's K-O-E-N-I-G. It's like Walter Koenig from Star Trek. Excuse me, but he prefers, I guess, Koenig Rules from Space 1999. The Hollywood North reporter editor told him today that the episode title for episode 210, which is the last episode of the first 10 episodes we're going to get, is indeed titled Pegasus. So, I mean, that's the big news, that indeed the Pegasus will be coming back at the last episode of the first batch of 10 episodes we're going to get in this second season. Like we said before, it's going to be 10 weeks of 10 episodes, and then there's going to be a break until January, then the second 10 are going to start up. But then, like we said before, that the UK is going to get the second batch of episodes before us. I think they're going to get those in October, November, that we're going to get them in January, like season one was. And also, Lucy Lawless has accepted the role on Battlestar Galactica. No kidding. I said last week she wasn't working. She'll take the job. She'll play Deanna Beers, a reporter and a Cylon. Ooh, this is Xena. I mean, a Cylon. Wow. And news item number two, Boomer has told Baltar there are 8 Cylons aboard the Galactica. Deanna was not on the Galactica at the time. So now we have 9 Cylons. Wow. I guess we have to do the math to figure out who they are. Maybe Boxy. And actually, I got news that Boxy apparently is going to show up in 3 or 4 episodes in the second season. And this kid has grown up. We're not even going to recognize him, from what I understand. This kid's shot up like a weed. Let's see. I don't know if I'd see him recast or not, but I don't know. News item number 3 is that the other Pegasus is indeed the other Battlestar is indeed the Pegasus, and the commander is Kane. Koenig says yes with the exclamation point. We don't know who Kane is yet. Like I said, Cheryl Ladd's got to be Kane. Cheryl Ladd. Yeah, give her a job. And number 4, Rosalyn is getting ill very quickly in the second season. Will she be returning for a season 3? Ooh, wow, that'd be interesting. Because, you know, they dropped off a lot of these cast members from, the second-tier stars, like, you know, Alosha and who the hell else? Crashdown and some other guys in Sosnus. So maybe they're going to get rid of her because they'll save quite a bit of money on the show. And Lucy Lawless is very blonde on the show, so I guess she's going to have her hair blonde on the show on Galactica. And this is from Galactica Station, and they say everyone knows Edward James Olmos is talented, but being in two places at once is going to be tough, even for him. Olmos is prepared to direct Walkout, an HBO's movie depicting the 1968 East L.A. student walkout, which 10,000 students protested educational conditions and complained of anti-Mexican educational bias. Wow. And however, the esteemed actor is only on episode 8 of the 20 for the second season. Filming, that means. He's going to be in all of them, but he's right now they're only filming. He's in the middle of the 8th episode of filming of the 20. The second season of Galactica with shoots in Toronto, and Walkout is set to begin production, July 15th in L.A. So that'd be interesting. How's he going to do? Well, they got a month off. The break starts, I think, July, and so it gives them a month off to hopefully shoot that movie. And Jamie Bamber was talking about Edward James Olmos, and he said, as a person, he's warm and generous. He's very much the heart and soul and conscience of the show. Us younger actors look up to him as a father. I have massive respect and a personal level as an actor. He's got an amazing presence, and he's able to leave so much unsaid and communicate so much. I remember during the season, he was able to take off his glasses, and I was like, holy Christ. You know, when those guards came to get him to testify at that tribunal, he took off his glasses, and you're like, oh, man, he's mad now. He knew that tribunal was going to come to an end real quick. Let's see. It's a privilege to watch him. A lot of actors are cynical and jaded and looking to their own future rather than focusing on the work. He really cares about this show and believes in it, and it rubs off on everyone. Well, that's good to hear. Everybody I've had on, they said how Olmos is a great guy and actually shoots in L.A. What are you talking about? The Battlestar shoots in Canada. What are you talking about here? Darth Marley is saying that the show shoots in L.A. No, they shoot in Toronto, in Vancouver. You go on anywhere, any site, they tell you they shoot in the show in Vancouver. So that's interesting. Like I said, the Boxy thing's going to be interesting because the kid, we haven't seen him. They said a lot of deleted scenes, he's been in those, but I mean, the general public hasn't seen Boxy since the, when that one show he came in with the Starbuck, Ready Room, wherever it is, and Ty comes in and goes, where's your mother? And he says, dead. I mean, that's the last time I think I saw him. Anybody see him somewhere else, let me know. But I thought it was interesting. He grew up a lot from the miniseries, of course, to the first season. So we'll see. Everybody's saying so he shot up like a weed in the off season. So we'll see if we even recognize the kid. And let's say Sue South, wherever it is, says the show wouldn't be the same without Olmos. I agree. I mean, these episodes that he's going to be in a coma or recovering from the shooting are going to be interesting. interesting how the show functions without Adama front and center. But I heard Ty is really going to be surprising to everybody with his the character. He really gets takes the lead for Adama and actually, you know, takes command. So we'll see. And I read somewhere where they're supposedly going to have a coup. Some kind of coup attempt. I don't know who's going to do the coup. I don't know if it's a tie or what, but I don't know. And then Apollo, and like we said before, he's charged with what do you call it when you disagree with orders? What the hell is that? Do you know what the word is? No, you disagree with orders. Insubordination. And so we'll see what kind of a sentence or kind of punishment Ty doles out to him, but I don't think much because his father is is clinging to life, and the Galactica is going to need all the help it can get, because we got from Kane Gruels from before that the one episode in the first season, in the second season, says that the Cylons are actually going to board the ship. So, I mean, they're going to have their hands full. And I don't know, everybody's saying that the second season is going to be better than the first one. So, I don't know, let's hope so. But I like the idea of Lucy Lawless coming on and playing a blonde reporter. Deanna Beers is going to be her name. So that's going to be interesting. So I said she's going to take that role because she's not doing nothing now anyway. I mean, she could live off that money she made from Xena. But, I mean, if she's an actress, she wants to work. So I don't know how many episodes. He didn't tell me how many episodes she's going to be in. But and maybe the whole season, who knows. Maybe she'll give Six a run for her money on the ship. So, but now there are 9 models of Cylons. Who are the other ones? So I'm wondering because we got Boomer. And we got, who else? Six is not really supposed to be there, so we got all these other Cylons running around the ship. Are we ever going to find out who they all are? I don't know. And I heard somewhere, I don't know where it was, on sci-fi.com, that supposedly to help Adama recover from the shootings, they're going to use Cylon technology, I guess, they're getting from that ship that they have. I don't know, that blows holes in that one, too, because Starbuck's got that ship. But anyway, somehow they're going to use the Cylon technology to help Adama heal from those wounds or recover, or somehow to use their technology on Adama. So we'll see what happens. Maybe the smoking doctor, maybe he's a Cylon. Who knows, the guy from Soap. So, but anyway, and like I said, next week we're going to have, he's starting a little early. Should I catch what's his name on for a couple minutes more? But anyway. And I like this. I like the news thing. So hopefully we go through the news and comment a little bit. And what's news to you? I say you can go to subject, the number 2, and then discussion, and put on during the week what's news in your neck of the woods, and put your name and your first name and where you're from, and any news that you think is big. Keep it pithy, like I said. Keep it brief and to the point, and I'll read it on the air, and I'll bring what's news to me throughout the week. And wasn't too heavy in politics this week because all this other stuff jumped out at me. The boy being found alive and everything. So anyway, that's the music. So stay tuned next for the Power Hour with Saab Lofton. And Friday is Spankwagon from 6 until 8 p.m. Pacific. And after that is that dude, I think that thief, he stole that picture. King Hesh, that bastard stole the wig. Or Queen Hesh. Somebody was doing it. I think they tore that poster, whatever the hell that thing was. They tore it up in the pieces. They could roll something up in it. That's what I think would happen to that poster. No. And then Sunday is Tap Out. We'll be live after the event for the Vengeance pay-per-view. And then Daily Noise is Monday through Friday from 11 till 1. Good night. Have a listen tomorrow. Thank you.